Hello and welcome to the Sounds Proper podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. Today we have two things: Logic No Pressure album review, and also the discussion for today will be, are we at peak trap? So before we get into any of those, I'd like to plug a few things. Check out my YouTube channel, Sounds Proper. That's where I have the video version of each of the album reviews. You can also check out video exclusive reviews like Boldy James, The Price of Tea in China. Follow my Twitter at Sounds Proper. Check out my past album reviews. You know, I reviewed quite a bit of albums. I think they're all pretty good. Also, check out Single Sunday. That's where I go over new releases on Sunday, new singles. I talk about them, give them my first impression. Last week, I talked about J. Cole. I talked about a few. You know, you just have to check it out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I think it's pretty good. You know, in the past, I talked about Kid Cudi. I'm not gonna spoil it. You can check it out for yourself. But anyway, let's talk about what's gonna be in today's podcast. So I'll be reviewing Logic's retirement album, No Pressure. But before I get into that, we're gonna get into our discussion. And the discussion for today is, are we at peak trap? So what do I mean by peak trap, or what am I even talking about, right? So trap has been the most popular subgenre in hip-hop for a few years now. You know, we were in the bling era, and then we kind of had like a weird mid-transition point, and now we're into trap being the mainstream in hip-hop, and hip-hop is the mainstream. So, right. So, but, you know, over the years, you know, the more and more something becomes popular, the more and more content's going to be put out, and the more and more diluted it's going to get, and the more, then the quality does dip. And you know, you can make the argument that we are at peak trap, or, you know, maybe we're not. Maybe the quality is just gonna be more and more trap albums, and the quality is just gonna become lower and lower. So, my opinion, are we at peak trap? And the answer for me is almost. And I believe this is because I don't think the consumers, you know, the people listening, are really, you know, tired of it yet. You know, But I would say that the quality of these albums have been going down. So let's look back at like a year like 2015. Let's look at 2015. So in 2015, what was released? What trap albums were released? Well, Young Thug was, you know, starting to come up on the scene, and he released Slime Season 1. We had Future's DS2, which is credited as one of the better trap albums ever. We have Ray Shrimmered. They were coming on the rise. So they're the Shrim Life, which is credited as a pretty good project. We have Meek Mill, Dreams Worth More Than Money, which is one of his better projects. We have Young Thug with Barter 6. Barter 6 is, you know, a widely appreciated album. Amigos were on the rise. They come out with Young Rich Nation. But, you know, the centerpiece of 2015 really is Travis Scott's Rodeo. That, in my opinion, is the best trap album ever. But, you know, that's just my opinion. Travis Scott Rodeo, I could talk about that album all day. But we also had, this was the year of Fetty Wap. This was, you know, so that was a pretty good year for trap, you know. And trap is slowly getting more and more popular. And 2015 also, Lil Uzi Vert came out with Love Is Rage. And in 2016, you know, Lil Uzi Vert, you know, he dropped two mixtapes, Love Versus the World and The Perfect Love Tape. You had ASAP Ferg drop an album. Travis Scott, you know, a lot of people have differing opinions on Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight. But we also have Lil Yachty came onto the scene with Lil Boat, or maybe that was 2017. It was, you know, maybe not as good as 2015. But in 2017, we had Young Thug with Beautiful Thugger Girls. We had 2 Chainz, Pretty Girls Like Trap. We had Without Warning by 21 Savage, Offset, and Metro Boomin, which that's one of the better ones. Also, we had Migos with Culture. Oh, man. That was, You can't lie. You know you like Culture. We had Lil Uzi Vert with Love Is Rage 2. You know, a lot of people have differing opinions on Big Sean, I Decided. We also had Issa album by 21 Savage. You know, a lot of people have differing opinions on that. I like Issa album. We had Meek Mill with Wins and Losses. We have ASAP Ferg with Still Striving. A lot of people have different opinions on Super Slimy, Future, and Young Thug. In 2018, I think this is the beginning of the decline, but also we had some great projects like Travis Scott, Astroworld. Depending on how you want to classify, I say Denzel Curry doesn't make trap music, but if you do, you have his Imperial in 2016, I believe, and Taboo in 2018. I don't really like Cardi B, but she had Invasion of Privacy. So, you know, however you think of Cardi B is 2018. 21 Savage, I Am Greater Than I Was. That's his best project to date. I don't care what the fuck you say. A lot of people have differing opinions on Meat Mill Championships. I think that's pretty decent. We have Not All Heroes Wear Capes by Metro Boomin. We had Die Lit by Playboi Carti. A lot of projects, you know, that were pretty decent. But we also had Culture 2 by Migos, which, you know, is their worst project, is big bloated. T-Grizzly, I believe this year's the beginning of the decline in the quality of his music. He had Activated, and I believe he also had another project. So I think 2018 is the beginning of the decline. You know, 2018, we had some of the better trap albums. We also had a lot more trap albums come out. And I think that's the beginning of when trap, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, we could use a refresher, but just as a lot of the eras in hip hop, you know, they kind of last a bit longer than you really want, right? So now in 2019 and 2020, hopefully those years are fresh in your memory. And we have the rise of many, many artists. You know, Gunna, you know, he put out a few projects. 2019, we have Drip or Drown 2. And even in like years before that, we have the rise of Gunna. There's a Juice WRLD. A lot of people have differing opinions on Juice WRLD. I'm a little about him. We also have the rise of A Boogie With a Hoodie. I like this TBA EP in 2016, but I believe, you know, after that, there's a stark decline in the quality of his music. And really, we had our Artist 2.0, that was this year. But we also had, what was the project? Hoodie Season. There was a few good ones off that, but not really much after that. We had the Ascension of Lil Baby, which I don't like Lil Baby at all. I think he's boring, you know? We also had the rise of a lot of, like, Lil Mosey. Ray Shrimmer kind of broke off, and now Sway Lee's doing his own thing. We also have the rise of Trippie Redd. You know, Lil Pump and Smoke Purp were active within those earlier years that I mentioned, but really those years were a bit more celebrated. But nowadays, like, you can't catch anybody listening to Harvard Dropout, and Smoke Purp's album flopped. That was a big flop. You know, we also have the rise of artists like Ian Dior, and personally, I think NLE Choppa is pretty decent, but I think his style is already overdone, right? So I think you get the point, really. I think you get what I'm trying to, you know, get at. Also, Lil Yachty, you know, his the decline of the quality of his music across the board, you know. So are we at peak trap? And I say almost. I think next year we will be at peak trap. I believe we're going to see a lot newer artists, a lot crappier artists. We're just going to see mass oversaturation. Now, I believe there's already oversaturation within this market, but, you know, people are eating it up. People are listening to this music. That's why it's so successful, so popular. But I believe we're going to get drops from artists that are just not going to be good. There's going to be newer artists that are just putting out complete trash. And I believe then we're going to start to see a switch and the listeners in 2 to 3 years, where it's going to be like, oh, well, we want something new. We want something different. It was more innovative. And I believe a sound from the underground hopefully will rise. You know, maybe the sound of the artists like Freddie Gibbs and maybe Griselda, like maybe not themselves, but maybe their sound, and maybe Denzel Curry or artists like that who aren't really mainstream, right? Maybe like their sound or even themselves, you know, rise to the mainstream. Maybe a complete, like maybe a revival of a sound. Maybe we can get something more lyrical. You know, it's right now in trap, you know, it's the same stuttering hi-hats, the same sequence drums with really mid to low quality bars, not much lyricism, not much wordplay, right? Maybe we get a return to form in hip-hop as being a quality lyrical genre, right? Maybe that's, and maybe this might also be the decline of hip-hop from being the go-to, the mainstream genre, right? Maybe after trap, this is kind of it. And I believe hip-hop has at least 8 more years in the limelight. So maybe we might get more hip-hop, or I mean more trap in mainstream hip-hop. Maybe trap is the thing that is keeping mainstream as the mainstream genre in music right now. You know, just look at the Billboard charts. Hip-hop is all over, right? Hip-hop is the most popular genre in the world, no question, right? Maybe trap is the thing that's keeping it up at the top. And once trap begins to decline, maybe hip-hop's glory as the mainstream genre will also decline. Hopefully that is not the case, because I want to see hip-hop do good. You know, this is my genre, right? But also, I believe this can't be it. I don't think trap is the peak form of hip-hop in the mainstream. You know, I'm not really too familiar in how rock went or whatever, but I know for a fact that, you know, in the rock genre, there were dips in quality. But, you know, there was you know, eras where, you know, quality wasn't all that good, but then quality came back and it was still mainstream. Hopefully hip-hop can maintain its mainstream status and also get into an era of more substantive or just better quality music. Because right now we're just seeing an oversaturation of this. Like in a lot of my, you know, past reviews or even my reviews to come, you're going to hear me say this standard trap beat, this generic trap beat, you know, the sputtering trap hi-hats, you know. You're going to hear that a lot from me. You're going to hear that a lot from other critics. Right. Hopefully I don't have to say that all the time. You know, I review quite a bit of alternative albums. I reviewed Run the Jewels, Boldy James, West Side Gun. I'm still going to review alternative acts and acts that operate in an abstract lane. But also a lot of, like, you know, the mainstream really dictates what really happens in the genre. It's not really the underground. Right. The underground is there, but it doesn't really dictate what happens with the genre, whether the genre dies out or not. I mean, the underground could spark, like, the art underground could influence the mainstream, but overall, it's the mainstream job to keep the genre relevant, right? So hopefully, sooner than later, we reach the peak of trap, and then we start to see a decline, and we get something else, maybe as I suggested, a sound from the alternative underground, right? Hopefully that's my vision. That's my wet dream, if you can. No, I'm not gonna say fuck that. Why would I say it anyway? Yeah. So I think we are almost at peak trap. Hopefully, but hopefully this also doesn't mean the decline of hip hop as a genre, right? And I, you know, it kind of hurts me to say that we're not there yet, because honestly, I have not, like. And especially as I discussed in my last discussion with the deluxe albums, it's just getting worse and worse with quantity over quality, right? With now we're in deluxe album culture, right? Gunna's Wanna got a deluxe. I'm blanking on a lot of the deluxe albums. You know, Nav, Lil Uzi Vert, even Pop Smoke, they're milking Pop Smoke's name. I know Juice WRLD's album is going to get a deluxe. sooner than later, right? We are nearing peak trap. And I believe deluxe album culture is also pushing us towards peak trap, right? I think that's hopefully what it is. You know, hopefully deluxe album culture is pushing us to peak trap. So then after, you know, we're getting a whole bunch of quantity, not a lot of quality, audiences start to get turned off to it and we need to innovate. Hopefully that is what happens, right? But yeah, that's just my opinion. Are we at peak trap yet? Not yet. Sooner than later, in my opinion. Hopefully, that's just my dream. Hopefully we are at peak trap, which that'd just be delusional of me to think. I don't think we are at peak trap. A Boogie is still extremely relevant. Gunna is only growing in popularity. Lil Baby is only growing in popularity. Migos have yet to drop an album as a collective since Culture 2, which is in 2018. Which, by the way, that's a discussion for another time. The fall off of the Migos. But, you know, I think we're still seeing a lot of artists still growing in popularity, still to grow in popularity. So that's my reasoning of why we're still not there yet. I mean, just look at the XXL, the last XXL freshman class, you know, Lil Mosey, and we had Tierra Whack, I wouldn't consider as trap, but DaBaby, you know, I don't think he has reached his peak, or maybe he has already with this last project, which maybe I'll review them, maybe not. But I'm just gonna say I didn't really enjoy his last project, Blame It on Baby. Maybe he is at his peak popularity, but regardless, there's still a lot of trap artists that are not at their peak popularity, in my opinion. And you know, say we are at peak trap, then they'd probably have to innovate their sound, or they'll just fall off. And I don't think we're there yet. I think there's still a lot of artists operating in the trap field, in the trap genre, subgenre. There's a lot of artists that are operating there that are on the rise. So I don't think, so my answer is no. Don't think we're there yet. However, hopefully after this next wave, right? I don't want to see the fall off. I don't want to see the decline of an artist. I just want to see these artists innovate. Hopefully we reach it, and hopefully a lot of the mainstream fans, a lot of the people who just operate within the same 10, 12 artists, you know, start to demand something better, something more substantive, something less trap, right? Hopefully fans start to, you know, catch on. And I'm not saying this will be the death of trap or anything once trap fades out of the mainstream. I believe artists like Travis Scott and Young Thug will still operate in this lane and still put out good projects. But just like trap fizzling out would mean two things. It would mean the rise of another subgenre to the mainstream, hopefully in its first few years be of higher quality, so we kind of get a refresh in, you know, the quality in hip-hop. But also this would mean that trap would get kind of like a breath of new, like breathing new life. You know, hopefully the quality will increase in trap. You know, As I said, Travis Scott, Young Thug will probably more than likely still be releasing music in the trap lane, even if hip-hop has progressed into new things. And I believe they'll still put out good quality projects, right? And this could go for other artists operating in the field of trap. You know, maybe if Migos puts out Culture 3 or whatever they want to put out, Culture 3 or, you know, hopefully something else of another name, you know, they probably will hopefully put out something good, so something worthwhile, and hopefully just elevate the overall quality of trap. Because right now we're in quantity over quality. We're seeing a lot of 18, 20, 22, 17 track albums getting deluxes. These already long projects getting deluxes. It's ridiculous, in my opinion. It's fucking ridiculous. But anyway, that's the end of the discussion here. And now we're gonna go into the album review for Logic, No Pressure.
All right, so getting straight into this Logic review. So on July 24th, Logic released an album. Robert Hall is a 30-year-old rapper from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Starting towards the end of 2010,
he started dropping mixtapes that garnered him a lot of attention until he signed a record deal. In 2014, he dropped his debut studio album called Under Pressure, which came with its own deluxe edition that added three more tracks. Over the years, he would consistently drop albums up until his two projects that was released in 2019. Logic announced that he would be retiring from the hip-hop, like from music in general, and that his July release would be his last album. That album is 15 tracks, and it's executive produced by No ID. That album is No Pressure, and I'll be reviewing said album to see if it sounds proper. Alright, so let's get straight into this review. Logic is a rapper whose music I haven't really messed with that, like, I haven't really fucked with it that heavy in the past. I've definitely heard the majority of his projects. I haven't heard all of them, but, you know, and he definitely has put out some decent projects in the past, but they've never really clicked with me. You know, I never really, I guess, got it, you know, especially like the project that Under Pressure or The Incredible True Story. Like, I recognize that those are decent projects, but I never really fell in love with them, you know, like Logic fans, right? There's a few songs, you know, here and there that I really pull from them, but, you know, as I said, not an entire project really, you know, hit me really like that. And that, I believe that's because I find his sound to be quite derivative, you know, pulling a lot like heavy influence from a lot of rappers. And sometimes on the tracks, it doesn't necessarily set, like, you can't really put a finger on it, but you could definitely hear like, oh, that sounds like somebody else. But on a lot of tracks, you know, he mimics artists like Drake, like Kendrick Lamar, like Kanye West, even Jay-Z. You know, he's definitely a hip hop fan, and it definitely is reflected in his music. And also, I was a bit skeptical going into this album because his music has definitely been on in a decline in quality wise in the past few releases. You know, from Everybody But Down, and then we had Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, and also Supermarket, two albums that are just they suck, they're bad. You know, but this is Logic's retirement album, and I definitely knew that he'd be coming with something better. You know, he would be pushing himself because this is his last album. He definitely wants to go out on a bang. You know, any artist would, really. And I'm here to report that this album is not horrible, not on the level of Confessions or on Supermarket, but it definitely isn't revolutionary either, as expected, though. Logic isn't coming with corny bottom feeder bars like on Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. He actually steps his game up, and some of the verses here are actually really good. But definitely the beats are the best part of this project. They're just very consistent. They're consistently good. They're the most consistent thing on the album. And, you know, there's quite a bit of variety to them, but, you know, they don't really follow the same mainstream formula that we've been hearing in the past few years. And I it's just a very enjoyable production. And also, this album really is just, it's very scarce with features. There's not a lot of features at all. But let's just go through the track list. You know, we'll get to analyze, we get to dive deeper into this project, you know, talk about No Pressure. So the first song is called No Pressure Intro. So this track, it begins with an interlude from Orson Welles. The track has a pretty mellow beat with some consistent mellow chimes and some calm drums. The quality of Logic's bars vary from having clever Rosa Parks and B-Rabbit bars, you know, talking about how Rosa Parks had to sit in the back of the bus, and he's like B-Rabbit sitting in the back of the bus writing rhymes. But also, there's a contrast with some crappy bars, like there's this one Titanic line that's very simple. Logic sounds pretty good over the beat. You know, he flows well and he sounds very smooth. It's definitely not a bad song to start the project off on. The following track is called Hit My Line. This song gives me an impression that there was heavy Travis Scott influence because of the pianos for the melody. It reminds me of the Travis Scott song Apple Pie on Rodeo, and the roaring synths that pop in and out on the track reminds me of another song off Travis Scott's Rodeo, this song being Nightcrawler. However, this beat doesn't evolve and it doesn't climax in the same way Nightcrawler does. It doesn't evolve and climax in the same way Apple Pie does. You know, it's just this beat pulls from those, I assume, pulls influence from that project, but doesn't really end up being on the same level of this project, of that project, beat-wise, quality-wise. On the chorus, Logic tries some harmonizing, but honestly, it isn't all that good. You know, he hasn't really improved since the 1-800 song he did in 2017, the singing there. The verse by Logic is like a vague call for change, over things that he feels needs to be changed in society, in the world, in America. But it's very vague, and he only scratches the surface on whatever he feels needs to be changed. You know, he doesn't really go into detail in what he feels, why he feels it, what should be done. And, you know, it's just, this song just feels like a lot of missed potential. Beat wise, the beat could have been better if it had the groundwork to be a much better beat. And also Logic, you know, if he just went into depth, you know, instead of pulling all these topics, you know, just focus on one thing and really hone in on that subject, this definitely could have been a better song. The song after that is called GP4. This song, I find the song very irritating. You know, it's quite derivative. I'm hearing influence from Kendrick Lamar, definitely some Outkast influence. Over here, we have some slightly off-kilter. The beat here is slightly off-kilter, and it's psychedelic, and it coincides with Logic, who switches up his speed and overall flow. However, the bars by Logic, it feels like a lot of filler, especially toward the end of the verse, where it just feels like he's saying things that don't mean anything, that don't hold any weight. Anyway, after GB4, the next cut is called Celebration. The beat here sounds like something The Alchemist or Madlib would come up with. It has a vocal sample and ascending melody of keys with some nice drums. The hook here is catchy, and as the title suggests, it's very celebratory. Logic's verse, it really lacks substance, but I can really look over that because of how good he sounds over the beat. The verse from Silas, however, is of similar quality to Logic, but he doesn't really sound as good over this beat as Logic, so I can't really forgive his verse as much as I did Logic. But overall, it's a pretty good track. After the song Celebration, we have the song Open Mic / Aquarius 3. The beat here is subdued with some rudimentary drums and some tame melodies. Logic here, he talks about the troubles of his childhood and his family problems. He also has some solid bars about money, about fame, and how, you know, even though he's gotten money, how he's gotten a lot of money, gotten a lot of fame, that hasn't really correlated with his happiness, that hasn't really made him happy in life. There's a switch up, and the last third of the song is a bit more groovy, a bit more upbeat, you know, nice groovy drums and some beautiful keys. The next song is called Soul Food 2. This song is a good representation, in my opinion, on how Logic's bars just vary in quality. You know, we have good bars, like, I wear this 24-karat solid gold rollie for my son as an heirloom, not for looking dope as I rhyme, as a representation to give your family your time. Really, that whole set of bars, it really represents why he buys fancy things, what those things represent to him, what, you know, the meaning behind it, right? And I really, you know, like the thing he buys an expensive watch to remind him to give time to his family. You know, it's a pretty good set of bars, but we also have like sets of like complete chunks in the verse that are just filler. Like here, switch the topic, I drop it, fuck around and leave them all concussed, when I bust no thrust, this world we living in is fucked. So basically, he just, you know, switched the topic, you know, he just, you know, he strings together some very elementary rhymes, you know, just for word's sake, just to fill up dead air. And then, you know, he has the world's all fucked, but really he's not going to go into any detail on why he feels that way. The first half of this track has an upbeat instrumental with some wailing vocals and a collection of well put together melodies and some nice percussion. There's a beat switch toward the second half, and I like this beat quite a bit. But Logic, he raps about the the origin story of the robot verse that we hear in between tracks on this album and also on Under Pressure. So like in between a lot of tracks, it'll be like some, oh, Logic and his crew did this while recording the album. They did that. And it was like this on No Pressure, this album, and also Under Pressure. The next song is called Perfect. The beat here, I find this beat to be annoying with some high-pitched, chimey cowbell and some very simple drums. Logic, he has some childish rhyme patterns here where he frequently rhymes the same words with each other. And it's not like he's doing anything clever to justify this. He just does it because maybe lacking skill, maybe he's lacking the words. I don't know. And this track is just very short and it just feels like a waste of time. It just feels like something that's in the track list because for whatever reason, really. But the next song is called Man I Is. This beat is very jazzy. It has a nice bass line. It has some nice brass, and it feels very wavy. And the string, and it has some strings, or it sounds like strings that just laces the beat occasionally. The beat here, it has a full minute to shine. Just, you know, complete instrumental before Logic comes in with a couple of decent verses. Logic's subject matter here, it isn't consistent. However, he flows from topic to topic. You know, he goes through like maybe 5-6 topics in the same verse, but he flows through these topics rather smoothly. And while he's doing that, you know, he doesn't really drop a lot of corny bars. He doesn't drop, you know, filler. And overall, this song is very decent. It's very decent and it's very likable. But the next song is called Dad Bod. So I don't like this. I'm just gonna be up front before I go into the explanation. I don't like this song at all. So Chance the Rapper made an entire album about him loving his wife and his just family life. So I guess Logic took inspiration and he decided to make an entire song about his family life and him being a dad. But the thing is that Chance the Rapper album is received poorly. It's received as an awful, awful album. And this song is awful. You know, he even references Chance the Rapper's album here. So the best thing on this song is the beat. It has some okay piano chords and some rhythmic supporting drums. But Logic's bars just either don't make sense or they're just really corny. An example of how Logic's bars just don't make sense. Hit the stage, grip the mic, and I murder you like a pro-lifer. Even though pro-lifers are the ones that are against abortion, are against the murder of babies, and the pro-choice community is the ones that advocate for abortion, advocate for the ability to abort their fetus. So shouldn't it be hit the stage, grip the mic, I'm ready like a pro-choice? Or maybe you could have just rewritten the entire thing. Maybe you could have cut it out because it fucking sucks. Anyway, and then I think in the second verse, he goes on a long rant, a long tirade, he just describes a time where he went to Target with his son. He met a few fans and it's just really boring. Like, I don't want to hear your story about how you went to Target and picked up some underwear and met some people that were fans. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, the next song after Dad Bod is called Five Hooks. The beat here, it's fine. It has some decent drums, some decent melodies. However, the vocal sample that's lacing the beat is a little annoying. The writing on the verse, it seems very derivative. And it sounds like he was trying to write like Kanye West. The second instrumental here is a bit better and has a more calmer vibe. I like the verse from Logic on the second side of the song more than the first side. On the second side, he talks about his journey throughout the music industry. He talks about, you know, why he's kind of leaving it. And he also encourages the future generation of artists to really just do them, to really excel. The next cut, is called Dark Place. As the title suggests, Logic writes this song from a place of sadness and insecurity. in a dark, from, you know, from a place of darkness, right? He talks about the slander that he receives on the internet a lot, more than likely referring to the criticism that he has received from the two albums, Supermarket and Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. He raps about the toxic behaviors that the self-toxicity that he engages in, like going on Google, looking up his name, and just seeing negative things about him, just seeing bad comments about him. And he also talks about the fact that he has just lost passion for making music. He lost passion for the art, which is quite sad, right? This is the thing that, you know, it's just really sad. The beat here is bare, but it's euphoric with some ethereal vocals being supported by drums that come in and out. The next song is called A to Z. So the concept of this song is Logic. He has to go through each letter of the alphabet, you know, kind of like referencing each letter, like A, bro, I'm going to beat this nigga up. He is a, do you see me? And look at my D. Kind of like that, but just in a, you know, in a better way. But it's an alphabet rap, but this has already been done and better. See, on this song, Logic, he just references each letter and he just goes on whatever he wants to rap about. However, there is people who have done an alphabet rap, but who during the raps, they consistently mention the letter. Like, for example, Adam's apple, adventure, you know, and then it goes to B. It's like bookshelf. Brick, and they just keep going, and it makes sense. You know, there's this guest on Jimmy Fallon a few years ago who did this. It's a white guy, ironically, like Logic. And even going further back, my dad showed me this guy years ago called Papoose, and Papoose really got famous off his alphabet raps, where he just strings a bunch of A's and strings a bunch of B's, strings a bunch of C's in these competently made raps, right? But Logic, I guess he just went the easy route. He just went lazy. And this track gets worse toward the end, where he has a 1 minute clip of him rapping. This is from 2005. And the verse that he spits here, it's cringy, it's corny, it's, you know, it just kind of sucks. But we have the next song is called Heard Him Say. And man, this song is good. The beat here, it's fantastic. With some drums sounding, like the drum pattern here, it sounds like it was ripped from Kanye West's Good Morning, which I actually don't mind because, you know, you're ripping the drums from Good Morning. Sure, why not? But you're making a good song out of it, which I appreciate. There are some evocative vocals from Chris Thompson with great pianos and some subtle synths. Logic, he flows well over the beat. And he doesn't really come with his best bars here, but he has a lot of presence. He has a lot of volume. He commands himself. And this is especially the case on the final verse. And in my opinion, this is peak Logic. The finale song is called Amen. So this is Logic's last song of his career, more than likely. Logic's last song of his career. So obviously in this song, he's going to be a bit passionate, a bit emotional. He's just going to let it all out for the last time. You know, the beat here has some skillfully played piano chords, some menacing synths, and some booming drums. And despite the condensed runtime of under 2.5 minutes, Logic is able to squeeze in 3 verses. And each verse is more than not well written. And at the end of the track, you know, he says goodbye to his fans, you know, it's like peace out, basically. And the last, like technically the last track is not a song, it's a track, it's an interlude. And it's Orson Welles for 6 minutes denouncing racism in a speech that he made in the 1940s, which is actually quite the brave thing because racism was extremely prevalent in the 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever. So yeah, that's kind of like the end track, which I don't know, I find it a little odd. I don't think it really fit into the themes of the album, but it's a good speech regardless. So yeah, that was No Pressure by Logic. So yeah, this being his retirement album, it's definitely a decent improvement from what he's been putting out these past few years, and it's not a bad album to go out on. It's not like the Black Album where Jay-Z put out like a perfect fucking album for his retirement. It's nowhere near that. However, Logic, he definitely presents the listener with an album that is packed with good beats and fine enough verses from Logic. However, I do believe that this album could have benefited from two major things. This album could have definitely benefited from more features, as there was only really one major feature, which is Silas. And also, this album could have definitely benefited from some rewritten verses. Just taking a lot of the filler, a lot of the really dull punchlines. But you know, it's still much better. The writing here is much better than what we get on Confessions of a Dangerous Mind or some of his even older projects than that. You know, I seriously doubt, in my personal opinion, I don't think this is the last time Logic will be releasing music. I think that he will, in some capacity, come back to hip-hop, whether that's in a mentorship role, whether that's in a producer role, whether that's, you know, him actually making his own music again. I think it's going to be like a Jay-Z, you know, takes 3-4 years off and then come back in some way, right? But in the event that this is the last project of Logic's, in the event that Amen and No Pressure was his last pieces of music, I would like to say thank you to Logic. You know, it's been 10 years from 2010 to 2020. His debut studio album is Under Pressure, and his final studio album is the sequel to that, No Pressure, which I think is, I'm not going to call it poetic, but it was definitely intentional. So yeah, thank you, Logic. Thank you for the music. Thank you for your service to the hip hop community. I'm pretty sure a lot of other hip hop fans really appreciate it. So yeah, the best just to conclude everything, let's wrap everything up. The best track here was Heard Him Say, and the worst track here was Dad Bod. And overall, at this moment in time, I'll be giving No Pressure by Logic a 6 out of 10. You know, it sounds proper. This album sounds proper. It's a 6 out of 10. It's a pretty good, it's a decent album. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Sounds Proper podcast. If you haven't already, you can check out my YouTube channel called Sounds Proper. If you're on any podcast platform, you could give us a rating. Give me a rating. You could give it a 5-star maximum rating. If you want to check out my past reviews, they're all up on the Sounds Proper podcast. I reviewed Feet of Clay last time. I review some old, mostly new albums. You know, some of the older projects include Man on the Moon by Kid Cudi, Bastard by Tyler, the Creator. You can also check out Eternal Take by Lil Uzi Vert. You can, you know, there's quite a bit, you know, that I've made up until now. And I think they're all pretty good. You can follow my Twitter at Sounds Proper. And as I say at the end of each podcast, I don't really know how to wrap up. I don't know how to end a podcast. So I just really click this button right here. It says stop recording on it.